This is The Qualified.
The Qualified.
The Qualified.
The Qualified.
The Qualified with Ryan Huff.
All right, let's go. What's going on, Qualified family? Hope you're having an amazing day, as always, and welcome back to The Qualified, where the ultimate goal is to empower you to chase your potential and live a life that makes a positive impact. Y'all, impact? Did I say that? Oh, man, I'm not editing that. Let's rock and roll. Y'all, I hope you're having an amazing day. Thank you so very much for listening to the show. We have another amazing episode for you today. I am absolutely elated to get into it because we're continuing the You and Me relationship series. And it's going to be pretty dang awesome today. I'm really excited about this one. But before we get started, how are you doing? Hope you're having an amazing week. If you're listening off the weekend and you're listening on a Monday, hope you had an incredible weekend, y'all. And if you're new to the episode, let me say this as well. Thank you so much for listening. If you're not new, welcome back. Y'all, the reason we call this podcast The Qualified is because I believe we are all qualified to make a difference with this beautiful gift of life that we've been given. However, there's a massive difference between having potential, right, and actually going out there and doing something with it. So that's why in this show we discuss topics, ideas, strategies, things I've done in my life, as well as things of inspiring guests that they've done in theirs that have helped to make a change. And my hope is that something that is shared inspires you and encourages you and ultimately empowers you to go out and start living the qualified life, ultimately the life that you're qualified to live. Because I can promise you that whenever you're performing, I should say, at a level that is underneath what you know you're capable of performing at, it's going to be impossible for you to feel great about yourself. I mean, I know that to be true in my life, and I'm confident you know that to be true in your life too. So if something sticks out to you today, I encourage you to use it, or any other episode you listen to, or even any other show you listen to for that matter, any event you go to or anything like that. If you know that it has the power to change your life and you know that it sticks out to you, use it, right? Implement it into your life and start living the life that you're qualified to live, because I promise you, you're created for more. So don't settle for less. Let's rock and roll. Y'all, before we get going, this show, number one, I got to remind you, this show is absolutely free. All right. We don't run ads on this show. You're not going to be listening 5 minutes in and then get berated with a bunch of stuff you probably won't use. It's not how I like to structure it, right? This is a value added show. So if I do a great job, if something that I share or a guest shares makes you think, it challenges you on something, it makes you think differently, it makes you laugh, makes you smile, it pushes your life forward, I would just ask that you please share it out with at least one person, right? Let someone else know you enjoyed the show, you know? And if it sucks, then hey, don't share it out, all right? It's a value-added proposition, but if I do a great job, then please share it out with at least one person, right? Let them know. All right, before we get rolling the show, y'all, let's go ahead and open up with a quick word of prayer, and we'll go from there, man. So, Father God, Lord, thank you so much for this amazing day. Lord, I thank you so much for the opportunity to be talking with this amazing person on the other side of my voice. And Lord, I just thank you so much for the time we're going to spend together right now. And Lord, I just pray blessings over this conversation, Lord, that it would be helpful, that it would be empowering, that it would be encouraging, that it would provide insight. Because ultimately, Lord, the reason I started this series, the You and Me Relationship Series, because I want to equip people to do it, to do relationships right, to the best of my ability to navigate relationships successfully. Because I know that I've failed a lot of times getting this wrong. And if I can help someone else get it right and avoid making the mistakes, that would be awesome. So ultimately, Lord, I pray that this podcast empowers people to chase their potential and live a life that makes a positive impact. And I pray Exodus 4:12 over me as well, that you give me the right words to say and that you'd speak through me, Lord, and your glory would be given through this show. In your name I pray. Amen. All right, y'all. So this is probably the most important episode of the series. I mean, there are several other episodes as well that are definitely important. I think they're all important, but this one is, I think this one is one of the most, simply because this really allows you to have a high quality, because ultimately here's the thing, y'all, values are everything, right? Values should be over everything as well. They determine the quality of your relationship. I feel like they also determine the longevity of your relationship. And they also determine how you go through difficulties when you do as well. So this is what we're talking about today, values over everything. Okay, so the main point, there's not really necessarily points here. I have my notes in front of me. We're kind of laid out as far as like flow is concerned. There's not really any points necessarily. I'm just going to go through and we'll make you better today. So it's the stuff that I've just learned along the way. So definitely wanted to share. So First things first, you guys, we want to be, it is vitally important, I believe, that we are in alignment with on strong values and having a strong foundation on what we're looking for, right? Those are the things that we need to be looking for. We need to be looking for alignment on values and for someone who also has a very strong foundation as well. So you might be asking, okay, well, what are values? Well, I've heard them said differently, like values are like their core principles or their core beliefs or their foundation principles, or they're not your non-negotiables, if you will, another way to say them, right? So examples of that would be like, you know, political beliefs, faith beliefs, you know, family beliefs, kid beliefs, those kind of things, right? So a question to really ask yourself whenever going into it would be, do you want to be on the same page with someone, right? How important is it for you to be able to be on the same page with them, right? Are you okay? Like, for instance, if you're not on the same page with someone, are you going to be okay with not being able to talk to them about everything? Like, y'all, me personally, when it comes to finding a wife, listen, I want to be able to talk to homegirl about anything and everything and not have to worry about walking on eggshells and being all dainty like with what I can and cannot talk about. No, a relationship with my wife is one that's open for conversation, right? We can talk about anything and everything because that's how it should be, right? Because why? Because we start off with that alignment, right? We start off with that alignment. And again, we're going to get into it. We're not going to be aligned on everything, but core value wise, 100% you have to be aligned, all right? So, but again, I think it's really worth asking yourself, are you, if you're not willing to get into alignment, are you going to be okay with not being able to talk with them about anything and everything, right? And also, listen, guys, and we're going to get into this here in a second as well, but if you are not aware of you're not aware exactly of what your values should be, right? You're not sure like what your core values are. You're not sure what your non-negotiables are. You're not sure of what will make your relationship or whatever have you. If you're a Christian, especially, I would encourage you to ask God what your values should be. You know, because God will tell you what your values should be, right? Especially if you get in the Word, you'll find characteristics and things about people that I believe that you should be aligned on, right? But I also think that if you get to God, get with God, like he'll tell you who you should be looking for, right? And so, and honestly, y'all, that's how I ended up finding my values, right? Whenever it comes to, I have five core values that I navigate from. And what's funny is that at first there were only two that I had. And then based on the word that I had shared on this podcast before about one of the things that God shared with me through a mutual friend was don't settle. And I had a relationship that we'll get into talking about here in a little bit, but I had a relationship I was in that, was a great girl, but ultimately she led me that relationship. I look back with the benefit of hindsight. There's no reason that she and I should have worked out, but it worked out because God used her to show me what my core values needed to be. Right. So we'll get into that here in a second, but I would encourage you though, get with God and ask him, Lord, show me what I need to be looking for. Show me what the core values that I need, not just things that I want, but things that I need in a spouse as well. I think that's very good. It's very helpful to go to him, go to the one who created you, right? And created you with a purpose. Figure out what he wants you to have as well. Okay. I mean, if you're not a Christian as well, like I've said in the beginning of this podcast, is, you know, from the foundation episode, we're going to, you know, making sure we have both sides here. If you're not a Christian and are having trouble finding your core values, I would really recommend getting with maybe close friends, close family, people that you trust and that know you well as well, you know, and ask them what kind of person and qualities of them you should look for. You know, like, what do you think, like ask him, like, hey, what do you think I should have in a spouse? Like, what do you think, this is only if you're having issues, like figuring out what your core values are, right? I think a majority of finding out what core values are come from your own personal journey in life, you know? Just like I mentioned with me, like with that girl, like that was just a personal thing that, I mean, benefit of hindsight, God showed me what my core values are because of her, right? But I think if you're having an issue with that, I would also recommend having that outside counsel, because having that outside counsel, y'all, in this case, can be super helpful and really beneficial as well. So I'd really recommend getting into that too. So, but getting back to the questions that you might need to be asking and talking about are you in alignment with someone? Are you okay? This is literally just practical questions that you should be asking yourself. Are you okay with them being an atheist while you're being a Christian, right? If you're, that's a good question to ask, like, because listen, That might be able to work short term, but listen, that's going to create conflict going forward, especially if you want to raise kids. My goodness, what's going to happen, bro? If your husband is an atheist and you're a Christian, how are you going to raise kids, especially if y'all want to have kids together, right? And then again, are you willing to be okay with that? Are you okay with them being a really big workout fanatic and you kind of being a couch potato, right? You only work out if the only time you run is if someone's chasing you, right? Are you okay with them playing video games all day and never helping out around the house? Are you okay with them being a Democrat while you're a Republican? What if you're really pro-choice and they're very much pro-life, right? Are you okay with that, right? Are you okay with them being healthy while you're not that? With them living a healthy, with a healthy lifestyle, they're eating right, they're exercising, right? Are you okay with them being that while you're certainly not that? Something to ask yourself, right? Are you okay with them being good, with them being goal-oriented and driven while you're not? Are you okay with them being, not liking to travel or to do fun things that you enjoy? Do you have common interests or hobbies? And I'm not saying that everything needs to be the same across the board, right? But do you mostly align with that? In other words, do your versions of fun and enjoyment align? For instance, someone might really enjoy, if I get married, my spouse might really enjoy going to the opera, right? And I really might enjoy going to rock climbing or whatever. We might have differences of interest in that sense, right? But do we both enjoy traveling? Yes. Do we both enjoy going out for workouts? Yes. Do we both enjoy going out sightseeing? Yes. So not everything needs to be aligned, but you should be able to have your versions of enjoyment be very aligned as well, right? Because you want to go out and do more things and just sit on the couch and watch Netflix all day. Maybe that's your thing and that's okay, but you should find versions of enjoyment that are similar as well, okay? Are they someone who wants to have kids and you don't? And especially if you want to have kids, how many do you want to have? Are you aligned on that? Are you good with just having one kid and they want to have the Brady Bunch? So that's a good question to ask, man. So, and another thing as well, this is going to be towards the end of the series. We're going to talk about marriage and such, but what are your expectations of them? What do you think they should do as a husband or as a wife? What are your expectations of them, right? What are your expectations of yourself and such? So these are just questions that you need to be asking yourself. And these might be, and again, y'all, these might be okay for the both of you in the short term, right? Maybe it's okay for you that they don't work out as much as you do in the short term, right? Maybe it's okay if your political beliefs aren't aligned, in the short term, right? But I'm telling you, y'all, it's not wise, it's not using wisdom to take that long term, because for a high quality and long lasting relationship in the long term, this is what we're talking about, right? And those differences, those core value differences, are not sustainable, and there's always going to be the exception to that. I understand you're going to probably have some friend or whatever have you, he's an atheist and she's a Christian, or she's a Buddhist and he's a Hindu or whatever, and they make it work. Well, you can make it work, and I'm sure you can, but here's the thing. Do you want, I think it comes back, do you want that misalignment? Do you want that person to be someone that you can't talk about everything with? For me, I want to be able to talk about my faith with someone. For me, I want to be able to talk, I want to be able to go out and do workouts with someone. I want to be able to do this and that with someone, right? And y'all, this is honestly, I've experienced this in my life. Just to give you a practical example, this girl that I dated, she was an amazing girl. But we were not aligned. Excuse me, we were not aligned whenever it comes to this. I'm a big workout fanatic, she's not. And that's okay. That's okay, but that's a misalignment, right? I'm really big on eating healthy and taking care of my body. That was not her. I'm really big on getting out and sightseeing and such and going out and seeing the outdoors and whatnot. That wasn't her. And that's okay. It doesn't make her a bad person, but listen. I know going forward, y'all, that misalignment would have driven me nuts. And ultimately, I'm confident that would have driven her nuts too, right? And here's the thing, y'all, I made a point of not trying to change her in that, because you're not supposed to, we're going to get into this too, we're not supposed to get into relationship. Well, actually, that's the next point, actually. We're not supposed to get into relationship thinking that we're going to fix someone. All you fixers out there, listen up. This is not your responsibility. Y'all, this is why it's so important that you love someone for who they are today. You know, we don't date potential. We don't marry potential. None of that. Y'all, very rarely do people change. And you got to remember that. Very rarely do people change. So you need to love them and appreciate them for who they are today, which is why it's so important to navigate through core values, right? And to navigate through these things, because values are everything. Values should be valued over everything too. So again, we don't date potential, we don't marry potential, and don't try to fix someone, because listen, again, I'm just going to reiterate it, that is not your job, that is not your responsibility, all right? And coming back to the foundation episode that we started the You and Me relationship series with, we're looking for someone to complement us and not complete us, right? There's a difference between that. We're looking for someone to come along and bring something to the table that complements what we're already doing and accomplishing, not looking for someone to complete what we're doing, right? So we should be complete, like I mentioned, if you're a Christian, in the finished work of the cross, or if you're not a Christian, you should be complete in what you do to make this world a better place, right? In the mission that you're living your life out as. So again, core values are very important. And so I would be asking yourself a lot of these questions. And I can't stress enough, man, how important navigating core values are. Maybe it's better off that you just remain friends with someone and not enter into a relationship with someone if you're not aligned on these core values. Because if you choose to ignore them, I believe that you're willingly building on a foundation that has cracks in it, and it's only going to be a matter of time before it comes crumbling down. All right. So just be aware of that. All right. Be aware of that. And not to mention, going forward with that, when it comes to alignment, how much are you willing to give up of yourself, right? In other words, can you be okay with changing your identity? Because listen, y'all, you can lose your identity trying to please somebody else, right? Like you might say, like, if I'm a big workout fanatic, they're not, but once they see me working out, they'll change, right? Of course, they're going to be inspired by me and all this kind of jazz. Chances are that's not going to happen, right? They might believe this way politically, or might believe that way, you know, faith-wise and such, and I'm going to change them, right? Very rarely does that happen. Are there cases of that? Of course there are, for sure. But you shouldn't be banking on that, y'all. You shouldn't be banking on the 1% of people who might make it happen, because chances are that might not be your story. Of course it could be, but I wouldn't bank on that, all right? So again, you should be able to be unapologetically yourself around this person. You shouldn't feel the need to be changing who you are to gain their approval. You shouldn't be feeling the need to change yourself for this person. You should be able to just be yourself unapologetically, all right? Because listen, you guys, these values that we navigate from, those values determine the quality of your relationship. They determine the overall longevity of your relationship. And they also determine how you go through difficulties. I can't stress this enough, because listen, it doesn't matter. I don't care how Hallmark-esque how you met this person is. I don't care how big of a God story that your person was, right? Listen, people are people. And at the end of the day, we all kind of suck in one way or another, right? In other words, we're all going to have difficulties. It doesn't matter how good the foundation is, bro. We're all going to have difficulties that we're going to have to work through, right? And going through difficulties brings you back to your foundation. Another way of saying that, brings you back to what you already know or what you're used to going back to, right? Another way of saying that too, is whenever you go through difficulties, whenever you go through hard times, it's going to bring you back to your stronghold. And what's a stronghold, right? Stronghold is basically just a train of thought. What you go through, what you go back to whenever you're having a hard time, right? Maybe you've experienced this when it comes to, you've had a really difficult time at work, right? And your stronghold is maybe you come back to having a glass of wine, or you resort to sex, or you resort to pornography, you resort to food or drugs or whatever it is, right? If you're a Christian, ultimately, your first stronghold should be going to God, right? Your first stronghold should be if you have stress, if you have anxiety, if you have a hard thing you're going through right now, you should be going to your Father, right? You should be going to your Lord and Savior, because that's the stronghold that's our strong tower, bro. That's who we run to whenever times get tough, right? So this is, again, coming back to our foundation episode as well. This is why it's so important that you need to heal the past hurts of your past, right? You need to heal those hurts because, listen, if you don't heal those hurts, you're going to go back to the wrong things whenever times get tough, you guys. And what's great, if you've taken the time to develop a friendship with this person, the person that you're dating or, you know, going to marry or have already married, if you've taken the time to develop a friendship with them and have a strong foundation with them and have core values and have that alignment and such, well, then you can lean in on God or you can lean in on each other as well. And then you can help, and then you can navigate getting through those struggles, whatever they are, together. But I would encourage you, though, if you haven't laid a foundation and you haven't healed from your past, whenever you go through difficulties, you're going to go back to the wrong stronghold, right? So you need to get victory over those areas. It's like we talked about in last episode. You're not damaged goods. You're not incapable of being loved. But if you have things in your past that you haven't experienced victory over just yet, you don't have any business being in a relationship just yet because you're not in a place where you can bring your best self to that person, right? So, and then ultimately you owe it to yourself to bring the best version of you to that person as well, because difficulties are coming, y'all. It's not being negative, it's just being real. Difficulties are going to come. So you want to make sure that you're laying a great groundwork, that you're laying a great foundation, that you're aligned on strong values, because whenever they come, you lean in on each other. If you're a Christian, you lean in on God and you're like, hey, we can do this. We've already been through a lot. We can get through a lot. And we're not going to turn back to negative things that are going to be a detriment to this relationship. And we're going to become stronger because of the struggle that we're going through as well. Okay. So that's just another word of advice that I would give. Values that they determine the quality, they determine longevity, and they also determine how you go through and navigate and become stronger because of difficulties too, right? So work on laying that foundation, all right? Another thing I would definitely encourage you with is never to settle, all right? There's a great word that I've heard before. It says, instead of settling, don't settle. Instead, lengthen your patience, don't settle for good enough, and don't ever lower your standards, y'all. Don't ever lower your standards. Don't ever settle for good enough. Well, you know, he's got good enough control of his anger, right? She's got a good enough, you know, sense of worth. She's got, you know, this and that. It's like, no, good enough never is, all right? We don't settle for good enough. We want great. We want high standards only, all right? Don't settle for that. Instead, lengthen your patience. It's better, y'all. This is literally one of the biggest decisions that you are ever going to make. If you're a Christian, this is the second biggest decision you're ever going to make. Number one was accepting, you know, God as your Lord and your Savior. Number two is going to be who you're going to select as your husband or as your wife. All right. So make sure you take time with it. So if you're not finding someone right now, don't settle. Don't lower your standards. Instead, lengthen your patience. Right. And sometimes some people, you know, it's easy to think that we can either have great values with someone or we can have looks, right? And I'm not going to sit here and make the claim that looks are important. I think looks are very important. I think you should be attracted to the person. But here's what I'm also going to say as well. You can have both. Like, you can have them be a smoke show on the outside and be a smoke show on the inside too, man. So don't think that you can't have both, because I promise you that you can, right? I promise you that you can have both. So don't think that you can't, right? And I want to encourage you as well that you're not too old, all right? Don't think that, well, you know, I'm 30 years old. I haven't met anyone. I'm 40 years old or I'm 50 years old. Y'all, there's a friend of mine who I know. She just recently got married. I think she's in her 50s right now. And she just recently met her husband like last year, if I'm not mistaken. So if it's not too late for her, bro, it's certainly not too late for you. And there's other stories I can think of too of people that, you know, have never met someone who ended up meeting someone later on in life. So it's not, you're not too old. It's not too late. Your clock hasn't run up yet or whatever have you. And listen, like, I understand that there's certainly concerns when it comes to like fertility and such. Like, if I get too old, then I can't bear children and such. I understand that. But also I understand that God's a miracle working God. And I also understand too, there's such things as adoption, right? There's such things. And I know that's not ideal for a lot of people too, but I just want to encourage you. Maybe that's a part of your story too, right? And there's also plenty of stories in the Bible too about like, oh gosh, about like Elizabeth and who was it? Sarah as well. I mean, they struggle with infertility and look what happened to them. They had a miracle happen in their life too. So I would encourage you that, again, don't settle for good enough. Don't lower your standards. God can work a miracle in your life if you're willing to serve him and trust him that he has your best interests in mind. And guess what? He does. So seriously, just take your time with it, all right? You're not behind schedule. And if you think you're behind, listen, compared to what? Compared to who? I think a lot of people, unfortunately, a lot of us, and I've been here too, bro. I'm not pointing fingers. I have certainly been here myself. A lot of us, we get into this comparison syndrome, looking at people on Instagram or looking at people on Facebook or looking at people on YouTube or different celebrities that we see or whatever have you. We're like, gosh, you know, they've already got 6 kids already and they've got the house and they've got the car and they've got the job or whatever have you. And we feel so behind. But behind compared to who? Behind compared to what? Y'all, you're on your own timeline and you shouldn't, if anything, what you should be looking at other people for is looking at other people for inspiration. If you see someone who's achieving and living the life that you want to have, listen, you should be looking at them and being like, bro, if it's possible for them, it's possible for me as well. And I promise you, just like I've said before as well, there's always going to be a God-given opportunity to fulfill a God-given desire as well. So if you have a desire to get married, guess what? I don't believe that God just gave you that just to jack with you, right? I think there's always going to be an opportunity to fulfill that, but are you willing to trust him, right? Are you willing to believe that his ways are better than your ways, his plans are better than your plans, his goals for you and his dreams for you are far better than yours are ever going to be? And Psalm 16 verse 5 says, he holds your destiny and its timing in his hands, right? So just trust in him, lean in on him, right? So, and just to give you a practical example too, man, everyone that puts stuff online, I just want to encourage you, online, we already know this, but it's worth repeating. Everything online is not always an accurate representation of real life as well. Just a practical example, there's a couple that I knew, which online, they looked super happy, right? Online, they looked great. Online, they had the beautiful kid, they had the great marriage, they were both super, super beautiful all together, you know? And in person, they looked that way as well. But here's what happened. They got divorced. And it just seemed like a real shock, man. It was a real shock. I was like, what the heck? I remember seeing the guy or the girl at the gym. And I asked one of them, I forget who it was. I was somewhat close to them. And I asked, I said, dude, what happened, man? I thought y'all were doing great. And one of them told me like, yeah, you know, don't believe everything you see online, you know? So online isn't always an accurate representation. So don't be comparative to that. I think if you're going to look, just like I said, I think if you're going to look to people for inspiration, look at the possibility of what looks like is possible, right? Look for them as what's possible, but don't think that just because they seem like they have their act together, like they necessarily do. So focus on becoming the best version of you. Focus on, you know, adding more value to yourself. Focus on becoming the man or woman that your spouse would be attracted to. But don't get comparative and don't get discontent where you're at, because whenever you do get discontent, you guys, typically speaking, you tend to lower your standards, right? You tend to think like, well, I'm never going to find anyone. All guys are the same or all girls are the same. Listen, y'all, if you keep navigating through and you find out like, you know, you get with like ladies, let's say, for instance, you find a guy, all the guys you seem to be attracted to seem to be dirtbags, right? They seem to be like the old version of Ryan, who I used to be. Listen, who's the common denominator in all those relationships, right? While all the guys might have been same as far as like personality and how they treated you were, who was also the same constant in that? Guess what? It was you. Fellas, if you find yourself always getting taken advantage of, you find yourself always getting cheated on by a certain girl or treated in a certain way by a certain girl, guess what? If all the girls that you date are the same personality wise, guess what? That's a flaw in yourself. Ladies, that's a flaw in you as well. So instead of thinking, well, there's no good guys out there, there's no good girls out there, that's a bunch of bull crap, bro. And you know that to be true. Come on. The common denominator in all those relationships was you. So focus on improving yourself. Focus on doing some self-crucifixion and being like, dude, where am I missing it at? Where do I need to get better at? Because I'm clearly attracting the same level of person into my life every single time. So this is worth reevaluating, right? This is worth navigating differently, all right? So again, you can have someone that can be like really physically attractive and such, but listen, are you going to be happy with that? So I would encourage you, again, don't think you're behind. Don't think that's too late for you. Don't think that, because y'all, there's plenty of people who act as if they have it all together and act as if they're happy, But just like the example I talked about, they're not, you know? And so it's better to lengthen your patience than to lower your standards and to settle for good enough, right? So don't do that, all right? Don't settle for that. And I encourage you, when you do meet someone, all right, slow down and take your time, all right? I can't stress this enough. Take the time to build a foundation, all right? Take the time to build a friendship with this person, all right? Take sex off the table. Seriously, take sex off the table for now. And if you're a Christian, you should be obviously waiting until you get married to have sex. If you read the Bible, if you look at the Bible as authoritative, but even if you're not a Christian, I would encourage you to still wait until you get married to have sex, right? Or if you're not going to wait, if you know you're not going to wait, I would wait until later on, because listen, if you start your relationship off on the basis of being sexually attracted, on the basis of that, you're not starting the relationship off with the greatest foundation, because here's the thing: whenever you get connected on that emotional basis, on that physical basis, right, you tend to overlook obvious red flags, right? You tend to overlook the fact that this girl has this issue or that guy has this issue, right? And we're going to talk about that going forward in other relationships, but I would encourage you, take the time to develop a friendship with them first, right? We're going to talk about boundaries going forward, and we're going to talk all about that in greater detail, but I just can't stress enough. Take the time to build a foundation. Take the time to build a friendship. It's so invaluable. I can't stress that enough. And also, in addition to that, guys, if you find yourself over a period of time going nowhere, and you find, you're not finding anyone, no matter how much you've been looking, it might be worth reevaluating your values, right? Because here's the thing, your values 5 years ago are probably not going to be the same as they are today, because some values stay the same, of course, while others evolve. So are you evaluating based on outdated values that don't serve you anymore? And that's just a good question to ask yourself if you're not finding anyone after a certain period of time, right? So I'm not saying that your values are wrong, but it might be worth reevaluating, okay? And lastly, guys, just to kind of wrap this up and give some practical advice too. If you find someone who does have great values, right? Their values are amazing, and they have a great personality, and they're fun to be around and all this kind of jazz, but they might not be what you thought they would be physically, right? They might not be perfect physically, but what are their values? And if their values are great, listen, I would encourage you to give that person a chance, because here's the thing, values have an uncanny ability to make people more or less attractive. I'll just give you an example. There are plenty of women that I meet all the time, whether I'm at market or whether I was at that fitness studio I used to work at. And there are plenty of girls that I meet that are smoke shows on the outside. Like on a scale of 1 to 10, there are 25, right? They are just very pretty. But here's the thing, on the inside, no, sir. No, sir. They are not. Because why? Because they're not a woman of substance, right? And that's not to attack them personally. They don't have really anything going for them once they open their mouth, right? And I'm like, oof, like I wouldn't want to, if we got married, right, my daughter ended up being this woman, that'd make me cringe, right? And I feel like that's a great way of looking at it too. If the person that you're getting to know, the person that you're dating right now, or thinking about getting married right now too, if you two had a child together, and y'all had a boy, and ladies, if your son ended up being the man that you're going to get married to or dating right now, does that excite you or does that make you cringe? Fellas, if your daughter were to become, if y'all had get married and have a daughter together, if your daughter were to become the woman that you're married to or dating right now, would that make you happy or would that make you cringe? If it's the latter on both of those things, guys, if it makes you cringe thinking about that, listen, that's an issue, all right? So again, values make people more or less attractive. Another example of this, there's a girl that I dated for a brief period of time who was not what I expected physically. But here's the thing. I was very attracted to her. Why? Because her values were in line. She had a great personality and other things like that that made me overlook her not being exactly what I expected her to be physically. Okay, so I've met tens who turned out to be ones because their personality, their values just weren't aligned. They didn't have a great foundation. So again, I would just really encourage you, give that person a chance, because I'm telling you, man, like people that I've met that don't have maybe the best like looks necessarily, it's not to be mean, it's just reality sometimes, you know? So they tend to just be a lot more attractive once they open their mouths and I'm like, wow, you're a person of substance. Wow, you're a person of character, right? So they might not meet your, you know, might not be perfect on the outside physically, but I'm telling you, give that person a chance, right? And I'm not, again, coming back to like another point, I'm not saying you can't have both, but what I'm saying is sometimes other people like that, they're worth giving a chance to. So go out to dinner with them, you know, let them take you out to coffee or whatever have you, right? So get to know them, don't write them off just yet, all right? So it's better to go, and I'm not saying you should settle, because don't settle, but I'm also suggesting as well, it's better to go with the not perfect 10 physically that has values and that has a strong foundation than to go with the perfect 10 physically, right? That's a train wreck on the inside, all right? So y'all, I'm not saying that they're bad people, right? I'm not saying they're damaged goods and they're incapable of being loved, but I'm saying though, they're not the right person for you. They're not bad people, but just not for you, all right? So again, coming back to another point, we don't date potential, right? Just because they're a smoke show on the outside, that's fantastic. Good for them. God bless their parents. But but listen, how are they going to be how would they be a father to your children, right? Ladies, how would they be a husband to you? How would they be a father to you, right? They might be a smoke show on the outside. They might have the great abs, great body, whatever. But how are they going to have lasting value in your life? Y'all, fellas, I'm telling you, man, you're going to want to find a woman who has, she can be a smoke show on the outside too. Awesome. Perfect. I think that's great. But listen, we want someone who is also going to be a woman of character, woman of value, woman of dignity, right? It's like we talked about in last week's episode. We're looking for that excellent wife, someone who's virtuous, someone who's a woman of substance, someone who has a high level of dignity as well, right? We want that woman. Why? Because that's going to be an excellent wife. Same thing, ladies, fellas, you're going to want a guy who is going to treat you right, who is going to value you, who's going to encourage you, who's going to challenge you, who's going to treat you like the queen that you deserve to be treated like, right? You don't want to settle for the guy who's, you know, super hot, but doesn't treat you great at all, right? So I would just encourage you, don't accept any less than your worth. And if you don't look at yourself as very valuable already, then I would encourage you that you're also not ready for a relationship either, because again, if you're not looking at yourself as a high value right now, chances are you're probably going to be looking to that person to bring you value. And going back to the first episode, that's not what we're looking for. We're looking for someone to complement, not complete, all right? You should be, your value, your sense of worth, your sense of completeness should not come from this person. If you're a Christian, again, that completeness, that wholeness should come from the finished work of the cross, right? If you're not a Christian, that should come from the contribution that you're giving to the world around you. How are you making this world a better place, right? So that way it's something bigger than this person is, all right? So, y'all, that is the episode today. I hope that gave you some practical examples and some practical advice on values, because I'm telling you, they're so vitally important. Like, I can't stress it enough. You can get through anything in life if your values are aligned. You can get through anything in life, especially if you're a Christian. My goodness, where two or more are gathered, there God is. And God has the ability to not only change lives, but to work miracles in any relationship. So, and I would encourage you, even if you're not a Christian, listen, like, if you have strong values and if you've taken the time to develop a strong relationship and a strong friendship beforehand, you can get through anything. But I'm telling you, if you're not allowing yourself to navigate a relationship based on strong values, based on alignment with those values as well, and based on having a strong foundation, you're literally purposefully building on a foundation that is designed to fail, right? So I don't want you to experience that, man. I want you to experience being able to open up and be unapologetically yourself with someone, right? And be able to talk to your spouse about anything and everything. But if you're not aligned on certain things, listen, like we talked about before, if you're a Democrat and they're Republican, that's fine. You can have whatever beliefs you want, but are you going to be able to talk about everything? Chances are you're probably not. Why? Because you're going to get in conflict. Why do you want that? If you're a person who's very fanatical about keeping their body in excellent health, are you going to be okay with someone that doesn't want to do that at all? No, because why? Because you want to have someone that's aligned, you guys. You want to, not to say they need to be a huge workout fanatic, but a majority of the time, they like to join you on certain things, right? They like to go and enjoy your vision. Like I said, your versions of enjoyment, your versions of fun are similar, right? You don't have to be 100% aligned on everything, but you should be aligned on the core values, right? And y'all, once you start navigating life through that, man, the dating thing just becomes so easy because you start finding people, you start being able to determine whether or not someone is really worth pursuing very quickly. And it's not to be judgmental. It's not to be a jerk to people. It's just like, listen, they're still a great person. It doesn't mean that they're not. It just means that, listen, we're not aligned on this. And I know that ultimately, if we don't align on these very important things that are very important to me, I know that's not going to be fair to you. Because why? Because this is going to be an area that could brew a high level of conflict. And that's not fair to myself. And that's not fair to you. And I want you to be able to be your best self and to be you 100% of the time and not feel like you need to change yourself to be, to be everything to me, right? So y'all, don't give up yourself to try to make someone else like you, make someone else approve of you. That, number one, that's exhausting. But secondly, that's not how we were designed to be. Y'all, God created us, fashioned us within our mother's womb. And he created us for a specific purpose as well. Ephesians 2:10, we're a masterpiece created in his image for great works, for great things, right? And so we weren't created in his image for great works so that way we could change who we are to make someone else be attracted to us. Y'all, if you, one thing that's also great too, one thing that's great too, whenever you do navigate from this stuff, y'all, you save yourself so much time. Whenever you start navigating from values rather than, navigating on looks or, you save yourself so much time because you realize very quickly whether or not this person is someone that you'd like to pursue or not. And we're going to talk about this in a little bit more in depth on what to look for in a guy and what to look for in a girl. And also we're going to talk about things to avoid in an episode of what to avoid and basically red flags, if you will. It's like a buzzword today. I try to stay away from the buzzwords of today, but that's a pretty solid way of describing it. The red flags in relationships too, and in personalities and whatnot. But anyways, y'all, I'm telling you, it just makes it so much better, so much easier whenever you navigate from this point, when you navigate from values, because it makes the selection process that much easier. And listen, I would encourage you, don't get discouraged. If you don't find someone, don't get discouraged. Again, lengthen your patience. Don't lower your standards. Don't settle for good enough. And just continue moving forward. You'll find someone, like we talked about in the foundation episode, man, you'll find someone. I'm confident you will. But it's just a matter of what are you willing to settle for, And you shouldn't settle for anything less than your worth, right? So that is that. Values over everything. Y'all, I trust you enjoyed the episode. If you did, please share it out with at least one person and let them know that you enjoyed it and that you got value out of it. And if you haven't already, please leave us a 5-star review on iTunes as well. We'd love to hear your feedback on it. In addition to that, since this is a series going on, if you have any feedback, right? Maybe you have some topic suggestions or maybe you have some constructive feedback for your boy, you're welcome to DM me on Instagram at Ryan C. Huff, or you're welcome to shoot us shoot over an email at thequalifiedpodcast@gmail.com. And I would love to hear your feedback on that as well. Y'all, hope you enjoyed it. Until next time, chase your potential and live a life that makes a positive impact. We'll talk to you soon. See ya. Hey, what's going on, Qualified Family? Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I trust you enjoyed the message. With the Qualified brand, our mission is to empower you to chase your potential and live a life that makes a positive impact. Ultimately the life that you are qualified to live. But it's not about just being qualified on our own. It's about the fact that God has created us with innate value and divine purpose to live for something bigger than ourselves. A life ultimately that is fulfilling and brings glory and honor to Him. So whether you've never had the opportunity to make Jesus the Lord of your life, or maybe you were like me, and you fell away, fell away from your faith and kind of did your own thing. I want to encourage you with this. And that is that Jesus still loves you and desires a relationship with you so badly as well. And here's the thing. It doesn't matter how many times you've messed up. It doesn't matter how messed up your past is. It doesn't matter how many times you've missed the mark. It doesn't matter how many times you thought you're going to go one way and you went the other way as well. Your purpose still stands. Not only that, regardless of your past, the love of Christ for you still stands as well. You know, and that's the amazing thing, dude. I mean, I've made a point of sharing how crazy my past has been and how many times I messed up. And here's the thing. God is the God of second chances. And not only second, but third, fourth, fifth, infinitely amount of chances, man. He just wants that relationship with you. So would you pray this prayer with me? Just repeat the following. Just say, Father God, thank you for the amazing work your son Jesus did by dying on the cross and raising again, forever making me righteous, complete, and free from the power of sin. I confess that Jesus is Lord of my life, repent of and ask forgiveness for my sins, and fully surrender my life to you. Use me to make your kingdom great. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, first of all, I am so dang excited for the decision that you just made. And I got to tell you this as well. It says in Luke 15, verse 10 in the Amplified Translation, that there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. So what does that mean? Dude, right now, there's a dang party going on in heaven, bro. Like, everyone's going crazy. They're like, hey, this guy just gave their life to Christ and made the best decision of their life. So seriously, I'm super happy for you and excited for that decision you made. So two things. Number one, I got to tell you, you got to recommend that you need to get a Bible and start reading the New Testament, reading about the life of Christ as well. So whether you download the Bible app off the iTunes store or, for Android, and start reading it there, or definitely recommend either the Amplified Translation or the New Living Translation or even the New King James Translation as well. Or if you get a physical Bible as well and start reading, that's great. But just make sure you start reading and reading the New Testament, learn about the life of Christ and go from there and start growing that in that relationship and spending time with him. Second of all, there's a special page that I made specifically for this as well on Qualified Pearl's website. That link for that is down below in the description. And it just takes you to some resources that I highly recommend that you get. Books that I've read, with the exception of one. There's one called, Disciplines of a Godly Woman. Clearly haven't read that one. But the other ones I highly recommend, and they're super powerful. This some great resources that'll help you grow, help you improve, and just go deeper in your relationship with Christ as well. So, dude, so happy for you. And if you need anything, definitely feel free to reach out, thequalifiedpodcast@gmail.com. Happy to answer any questions that you have. Y'all, have an amazing day. Until next time, chase your potential and live a life that makes a positive impact. We'll talk to you soon. See ya.